Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. That passage begins, therefore, my dear friends. And as you all know very well, when you see the word therefore in the Bible, you have to ask the question, what is it there for? Right? So what is that word therefore? Therefore, what does it refer to? Therefore always refers back to what's gone just before. What has gone just before Paul starts to give these instructions to the church? But what has gone before is this wonderful hymn of praise, really, about Jesus. So a few verses back in verse 5, it says, in your relationships with each other, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Paul is about to give these instructions. He's in prison somewhere, probably in Ephesus, maybe in Rome. And he's writing to the church in Philippi. And he's saying, it doesn't matter what happens to me, as for you, stay faithful. Keep on doing what you've been taught to do. As you've always obeyed what in my presence, but also now more in my absence, therefore continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So he's starting to give instructions to the church about how they are to live and how they are to follow the Lord. But it doesn't start with them. It doesn't start with Paul. Go back to where the therefore comes from, and you see what? It's all about Jesus. It's not primarily about Paul, great a missionary though he was. It's not primarily about this church in Philippi. It's not primarily about what Paul writes to them, although it's a wonderful letter, the book of Philippians. It's primarily about Jesus. And that's what Paul wants to speak about. And he says, look at Jesus. Look who he was. Look how he behaved, how he made himself nothing, how he became obedient, even as far as death on a cross. And therefore, there's that word again, because of what Jesus did in faithfulness and in self-sacrifice, therefore God exalted him to the highest place. And one day, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That is the wonderful truth that Paul is drawing their attention to, and I believe that God wants to draw our attention to today. It's about Jesus. And because of Jesus, and because of what Jesus has done, therefore, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That is nothing to do with working for your salvation. We're not talking about having to keep the rules, in order to win your salvation. No, our salvation has clearly been won by the death of Jesus at the cross. We are saved. If we put our trust in him, if we've believed in what Jesus has done, we are secure in him. We have our salvation. So what does he mean? Continue to work out your salvation? He means take hold of what God has done in you, receive your salvation, and let it be seen in every part of your life. Work it through every part of your life. Make sure that the way you behave towards one another is based on what Jesus has done for you. Make sure that when you react to somebody's comment, you quickly apologize, put it right, because Jesus has forgiven you. And therefore, you need to forgive everybody else. Mm-hmm. Put into practice the things that you see in Jesus and do it without grumbling or arguing. Why? So that you become clear, shining lights for the Lord in your particular surroundings, in your situation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. He says, you are the children of God. You are pure, blameless children of God, living in a very impure, blameful situation in life. We live in a community and a society that is full of problems, of sin, of wickedness, of evil. And Paul points out, you're living as children of God in a warped and crooked generation. If it was warped and crooked then in his day, how much more today? We live in a difficult time, a difficult situation, difficult circumstances, with all kinds of pressures and challenges to what we believe and what we feel is right and godliness. You are required by God to shine like stars against a dark sky. And you'll do that as you hold firmly to the word of life. In other words, base your life on what the Bible teaches, not on what the government says or this party or that party might bring politically. Base your life on God's word and be faithful to that. And then, he says, you will be shining like stars in the sky. And he himself will be able to boast on the day of Christ that his work was not in vain, that all the teaching he did, all the preaching he did, actually had its effect, and the people of God were faithful and growing in maturity and wisdom. That is his reward. And so he says, I'm going to rejoice. And this is wonderful. Paul is in a prison. When you were in a Roman prison, you didn't know how things were going to work out. You didn't know if you'd live to see the next day. You didn't have any food provided for you by nice, friendly prison officers. If you didn't get food brought in by friends from outside, then you'd go hungry. He didn't know how things were going to turn out for him in terms of judgment, whether he would be released or executed. He didn't know. But there he is in prison. And if you read the rest of Philippians, you'll see he says again and again, rejoice, God is good, it's great, I'm rejoicing, you should rejoice too, be full of joy in the Lord Jesus. And at the end of this little section, he says, even if I'm being poured out like a drink offering on a sacrifice, nevertheless, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. Why? Because my life and my feelings and my emotions do not depend solely on my circumstances. They depend on what Jesus has done for me. They depend on the truth of the gospel. They depend on the knowledge of where I'm going. Somebody referred earlier to the book of Revelation. And, you know, we've had some good times, I believe, some good times of looking at the Bible over the last few years. And for me, one of the best times was working our way through the book of Revelation. Perhaps some of you remember that. And it was a challenge. Book of Revelation is a challenge to anybody to try to expound. But for me, there was some powerful, wonderful stuff in the book of Revelation. And in that book, of course, we see how Jesus is the Lamb on the throne, how everyone from every nation and tribe, people from every nation and tribe and language are going to fall on their knees and worship the Lamb when he brings everything to an end. That's what we're heading for. That's what we base our lives on. That's why I say be firm, stand firm, keep hold of the truth of the gospel, and you will be shining like stars in the sky, and you'll be full of joy, as Paul was, because you know where you're going, you know who's going with you, the Lord Jesus himself. So God bless you. Thank you for everything over the last few years, and we look forward to being in touch, and God bless you.
Thank you.